The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Everybody, welcome back to The Common Good. My name is Aubrey Sampson alongside my co-host Brian Fromm, and we are thrilled today to be joined by Jason Porterfield. Jason has made his home in places abandoned by society, from Canada's poorest neighborhood to the slums of Indonesia, and he is passionate about cultivating God's shalom wherever it is painfully absent. Also passionate to help churches embrace their peacemaking vocation. And he's got a new book out called Fight Like Jesus, How Jesus Waged Peace Throughout the Holy Week. Cannot wait to talk with you, Jason, about this book. But first of all, thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you for the invitation.
I just said a lot about you, Jason. You're in Canada, you're in Indonesia, you're passionate about God's shalom. Can you just tell us a little bit about your story before we dive into the book?
Sure. So back in 2007, I joined a group called Servants. Servants is an international network of Christian communities who all feel called to live and minister among the urban poor. And so in 2007, I left my home in Pennsylvania and moved into Canada's poorest urban neighborhood. It's a section of Vancouver known as the Downtown East Side. And I helped start a community there. And after about 3 years there, I had gathered enough people together to start another community in a slum in Jakarta, Indonesia. We were there for about a year. Thankfully, that community is still there. But after a year, I came back and oversaw the sending office for Servants. And I now live down in Houston, Texas.
Tell me more about that, Jason. What you said, people who feel called to live in the poorest areas. I think a lot of people listening are going, that sounds like a crazy calling. What was it going on in your soul that you were like, you know what, I want to move to a place that nobody else wants to really, quite frankly, move to?
Yeah, you know, back in college, I think it was my junior year, I kind of got roped in during spring break to lead a spring break service trip or missions trip to Camden, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. It was officially ranked the worst city in the United States that year. And there I met a community of Christians who had all left good paying jobs to move into that city and were just shining the light of Christ in that neighborhood, contending and working for the flourishing of their neighbors. And after I left there, I felt like God was saying, you know, the Camden, New Jerseys of the world are everywhere. Find your Camden, New Jersey. And so I eventually learned about this group called Servants. It was actually started out of New Zealand by a man who moved into the slums in Manila. And so for most of its history, the communities have all been in slums of some of the megacities of Southeast Asia. But when I joined, they were wanting to blur that false dichotomy between home and field and see what it looked like to live it out in the West as well.
Okay. Wow. That sounds so amazing. I feel like we have so many questions we could talk to you about that, Jason. But I do want to hear a little bit about your brand new book, Fight Like Jesus. I'm sure some of what you're talking about now inspired you to write this book. But can you tell us more about what inspired you to write this, Fight Like Jesus?
Sure. Well, so like I said, in 2007, I moved into the Downtown East Side. It's a small neighborhood, 4x8 city blocks, but on any given night, there's an average of 1,200 people experiencing homelessness, 5,000 neighbors struggling with addictions to drugs, and over 900 women trapped in prostitution. So I knew about all that before I moved to the neighborhood, but that was about the extent of my homework. But soon after I arrived, the jury trial began in a nearby courthouse for Robert Picton, the man whom we would soon all learn was Canada's deadliest serial killer.
Oh, wow.
So for over a decade, Picton would drive into the Downtown East Side, pick up a woman engaged in prostitution, take her back to his farm, and kill her.
Oh.
And by the time of his arrest, as he later confessed, he had butchered and fed to his pigs the bodies of 49 women.
Just
one shy of his goal. And so, you know, needless to say, my neighbors were devastated, they were scared, and they were angry. And it didn't take long before my neighborhood's brokenness broke me. I moved there thinking of myself as a peacemaker. In other words, I wanted to contend for the flourishing of this beautiful yet broken neighborhood. But it didn't take long before I realized that I had no idea how to make peace. Mm. So one day I dragged myself to church, and it turned out to be Palm Sunday. And just like at most churches, this church turned the day into a joyous occasion. You know, the kids parading through the sanctuary, waving palm branches, everyone chanting Hosanna, upbeat hymns. And I just was in no mood to participate. Mm. So I remember sitting in the pew and just crying out to God in prayer and saying, God, teach me how to be a peacemaker. And soon after, the pastor, he began to preach, and I wasn't in any mood to listen to his feel-good message. Ooh. So I opened up the Gospels, turned just randomly to the Gospel of Luke, and I began to read his account of Palm Sunday. And that's when I noticed something that's forever changed my life and ultimately sparked the writing of this book. Luke tells us that while the crowds were shouting cheers, Jesus was shedding tears as he made his triumphal entry into the city. Mm. And when he could remain silent no more, he cried out for everyone to hear, if only you knew on this of all days, the things that make for peace. Mm. And so it's taken years to unpack the implications of that discovery. But as I sat in that pew all those years ago, I knew I had discovered where the answer to my prayer was to be found. Mm. In other words, if I was ever going to be effective at confronting injustice and waging peace, then I needed to study the greatest peacemaker's greatest week, or what we often refer to as Holy Week.
Yeah, that's really powerful, Jason. How would you define peace? Help people understand what the peace of Christ and this peace that you're speaking of is.
Great question, because we use the word peace in so many different ways. But the biblical concept of peace is rooted in the Hebrew word shalom. It's a word that describes wholeness or flourishing or health. It's when all things are as they ought to be, as God intends for them to be. So it's a flourishing in our relationship with each other, with God, with creation, with ourselves. So this sort of peace, it's not just the absence of violence. This sort of peace, it cannot coexist with injustice. It's the flourishing of humanity.
Mm. Oh, that's so good, Jason. And Jason, as folks are picking up your book and reading it, I think this is a really timely book right now during Lent. What's your biggest hope for readers?
Sure. Well, my hope, it's twofold. For those who already feel like they have a commitment to they see themselves as peacemakers, I hope this book will equip them to be more effective in that task, that vocation. And then for those who've never thought about some of Jesus's pretty vocal peace teaching, love your enemies, turn the other cheek, etc., I hope this book will help them flesh out what that looks like. You know, in the downtown East Side, I had so much of Jesus's peace teaching memorized, especially from like the Sermon on the Mount. But what I struggled in the messiness of the downtown East Side was to figure out, for example, how do I love my enemies and my neighbor when my enemy is oppressing my neighbor? Mm-hmm. And the great thing about Holy Week is it's the main stage on which we get to see Jesus put all of his previous peace teaching into action. And so formerly abstract principles like be merciful, they find concrete expression, and those lofty ethical ideals like love your enemies, they become grounded in actual events. So it's just, I believe Holy Week is the best way to be equipped as a peacemaker. And so that's why this book goes day by day through Jesus's last week.
Oh, fantastic, Jason. Jason, where can people learn more about you? Where can they buy the book?
They can buy the book wherever books are sold, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the local bookstore to help support. And then the best place they can go is my website, jasonporterfield.com. There they can actually download the first chapter of the book to read if they want to check that out first. And I also have another free resource there right on the homepage called 100 Early Christian Quotes on Not Killing. And so they could also get that for free.
Oh, so good. Again, you can learn more about Jason and his book, Fight Like Jesus, How Jesus Waged Peace Throughout Holy Week, at jasonporterfield.com. You can connect with him on Twitter at JG_Porterfield. Jason, thanks so much for being here with us today.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Common Good on AM 1160, Hope for Your Life.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn. deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.